I was really shocked. What does he need to know about taking them?
Ramipril is usually taken once a day, regardless of food, just with a glass of water.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei Das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch for PTA beschäftigt sich mit dem Thema Antihypertonika, das gleichzeitig auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe im März ist. Eine Kundin löst in der Apotheke ein Rezept für ihren Sohn ein. Bei dem 17-Jährigen wurde Bluthochdruck diagnostiziert. Von der PTA erfährt die Mutter alles über den verschriebenen ACE-Hemmer Ramipril. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. I have a prescription here for a skin cream and I'd like to ask a few questions if I may.
Yes, of course.
My son, who is 17, has been diagnosed with hypertension or elevated blood pressure, and yet he has no symptoms at all. Is that normal?
Absolutely. That is one of the most dangerous facts about hypertension and the main reason why it kills thousands every year.
I thought it was something that mainly affected older people.
Unfortunately not. In recent years, there has been an increase of hypertension in kids and teens.
Why is that?
It's got a lot to do with changes in lifestyle. Poor diet, too much salt, sugary drinks, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, just to name a few.
So, what can I do about it?
Help him to develop healthy eating habits with plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables and to avoid foods with high amounts of sodium. Most people consume more than 3 grams of sodium per day. The recommended amount is 2.4 grams a day, but less than 2 grams is better. This corresponds to 1 teaspoon of common salt.
Which foods are high in sodium?
Mainly the processed foods that teens like to eat. Fast foods, pizza. They're okay once in a while, but they shouldn't be eaten on a regular basis. The same applies to fizzy sugary drinks and concentrated fruit juice. And it is not common knowledge that effervescent tablets usually contain a considerable amount of sodium.
I try to set a good example, but it's not easy with a boy that age.
Is he overweight?
No, but he's not slim either. He was prescribed tablets called Ramipril for this high blood pressure. I was really shocked. What does he need to know about taking them?
Ramipril is usually taken once a day, regardless of food, just with a glass of water. It's best if it's always taken at the same time, and it's unlikely that it will impair his daily routine. To consider another aspect, does your son get enough exercise and enough sleep?
Since he stopped doing martial arts, he hasn't found a suitable alternative, and I'm not sure how much sleep he gets these days. He's often still playing a computer game when I go to bed.
60 minutes of physical activity a day in order to give the heart a chance to beat faster are recommended for your son's age group. Excess screen time is also associated with inadequate sleep and weight gain. Perhaps you can find some fun activities instead.
We all enjoy playing family games. Maybe we should do that more often. What else should I consider?
Tell your son to avoid smoking and alcohol and make sure his blood pressure is monitored on a regular basis.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.